The Dukas are three Albanian-born brothers serving life sentences for plotting to kill U.S. soldiers at Fort Dix, New Jersey. They, like their Albany, New York counterparts, Yassin Aref and Mohammed Hussein, involved in an FBI-uncovered plot involving a missile attack, were caught up in a complex U.S. government operation that resulted in their arrests and eventual convictions on terrorism-related charges. Activists, family members, and supporters of the Dukas visited Albany in 2010 to show solidarity with Aref and Hussein. On Wednesday, Albany activists returned that show of support by traveling to New Jersey to attend a court-ordered hearing to determine whether the Dukas got a fair trial and were adequately represented by their attorneys. The Albany group was joined by people from Manhattan, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Texas, and Maine. They carried colorful banners and handmade signs. Dr. Maha Hilal, the executive director of the National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedoms, addressed the gathering.
We're here because we can no longer accept the abuses that have been perpetrated against Muslims since 9/11. This is one of the most egregious cases that we've seen since 9/11, and we can no longer accept it. We can no longer accept that the FBI is allowed to run around the country and entrap and surveil Muslims without any accountability, and to continue to destroy Muslim lives, their families, and the communities from which they belong.
The hearing lasted into the late afternoon. Each Duka brother testified separately, telling U.S. District Judge Robert B. Kugler their conspiracy convictions are flawed because their lawyers wouldn't let them testify at their 2008 terrorism trial, which led to their convictions, along with two others, of plotting an attack at military sites in Fort Dix and elsewhere. Here's the breakdown. Dritan, Eljavir, and Shane Duka lost their appeals, but argued in post-conviction petitions that they were denied the right to testify. Their trial lawyers denied the accusations. The attorney for one of the Dukas admitted he chose not to prepare his client to testify, fearing his views that the 9/11 attacks were an inside job might be damaging to the case. All three former defense attorneys explained that although they recommended their clients not take the stand at trial, they would have honored their right to testify if that's what they wanted. One of the lead informants in the case, Mahmoud Omar, told Intercept.com that he believed the Dukas were innocent and characterized them as good people. Outside court, younger brother Bahrim Duka said his brothers deserve a new trial.
The only evidence I have is with the one informant, Mahmoud Omar and Mohammed Schnoor talking. You don't have not one evidence with the Duka brothers, my brothers saying anything, or Mohammed and my brothers talking, or the informant and my brothers talking about attacking anything. There's not one piece of evidence that states that anywhere in the evidence. Even the prosecutors admit to that.
In the Dukas case, as well as the Albany case involving Aref and Hussein, the FBI engaged paid informants to gather evidence. Among those making the Jersey trip, former Albany City Councilman Dom Calcellaro, who in 2010 introduced the Albany Resolution.
Stating the fact that we didn't like these entrapment cases and the use of what we call agents provocateurs, these informants that were being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by the federal government to entrap innocent people just so some elected people, some politicians, some law enforcement people can go public and say, look, we're protecting you.
It should be noted that Republican presidential candidate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was the U.S. attorney in New Jersey who prosecuted the Fort Dix 5 case, regarded by many as Christie's biggest achievement. In a recent interview with Fox News, Christie insisted the case was not an FBI sting. No decision was made Wednesday. The court gave the defense attorneys until February 16 to file another motion. A decision will be made after that time. The FBI had no comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.